Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Dublin Bay South is one of the most hotly contested constituencies in the country. Four seats up for grabs in a territory stretching from Terenure to Sandymount, encompassing young populations in Ranelagh and Rathmines and more working class areas around Ringsend and Irishtown. We're going to debate all of the issues in this constituency with six of the candidates just after 5 o'clock on the programme. But first, our reporter Barry Lenhan is on the ground in Dublin Bay South. Barry!
Yes, good evening, Sarah, from a busy Rathmines village, and this a key battleground in quite the political jungle. Big names, Labour's Ivana Batchik, Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan, Sinn Féin's Chris Andrews, all looking to hold seats. The Green Party's Hazel Chew looking to retain her party's seat, and Fine Gael eyeing up two seats in what was once a party heartland, including with Lord Mayor James Gagan, a task made more difficult by the presence of former Fine Gael TD, now independent, Kate O'Connor. That's six joining us after 5 o'clock, and they may well have to woo voters on the issue of housing. This constituency, a higher share of flats and apartments than the national average, also a larger percentage of houses that are rented from a private landlord, almost 45%. Most of the homes in Portobello, Ranelagh, Rathmines, Ballsbridge, privately rented. And of course, this constituency, Sarah, the home of former Housing Minister Owen Murphy, who's recently published memoirs of his time in the housing department, have provoked much debate around here on the issue.
And I know, Barry, you've been looking at one case in particular in the constituency which highlights some of those issues there around housing.
In August, at least 15 people were given notice to vacate their accommodation in the Tramco building down to my left by November 12th, tomorrow. Property owners stating how the notice to vacate for those living in the building was as they were hotel guests. This was much to the surprise of Abdul Rahman Ali from Algeria, who works in catering at Trinity College, who's rented in the Tramco building for the last 14 years. And Abdul and Mohammed Alpha, a painter from Egypt who's also rented in the building for the last 6 years. They've sought help from the Community Action Tenants Union, but they say they're finding it extremely difficult to find somewhere else affordable to live. And I met them in their home a little earlier.
If you're staying, you know, close to 14 years, this is considered my home already. I get to know my tenants a bit better now, all my buddies now.
I'm very happy with the people, and especially in Tramco here, we used to be like friendly with all neighbor, whatever Romanian, Egyptian, whatever. We make like family here, and we make like a party, everything like you know, if you have family. And I think we have to go apply for homeless because I don't have place to live. I pay rent here like 1750 in this place. If they kick me out, I have to go for homeless to stay for free. I live in this country a long time, maybe over than 10 years. I never. Any owner say you didn't pay rent. I pay my rent. Even now I pay my rent. I didn't stop paying the rent.
14 years, as you say here, Abdul. When did the letter arrive? What did it say?
Yeah, so the minute I receive it, I feel really hopeless, you know, feel a bit frustrated. Okay, what next for me? I've been engaging with the owner a few times, let's say maybe about 5 times. So before Katu get involved, so we have to find the property ourselves. You know, I do my best, try to go online, look for property, basically. You got automatic reply, but after that, nothing. Not even email to say, hey, we receive your email, okay, for viewing and so on, nothing. And then when Katu get involved, then the owner try to help us find accommodation. So whatever, we view two places, so it's not to our liking. And we got one property with 6 flats with 1 sharing kitchen. And it's not for me because I like my own space. Okay, right now, I have my own studio with cooking facilities, fridge, and so on. So that's it. That's my safe haven. I don't ask for any more than that. There's a place to stay that I can call home. 14 years, basically, I'm living there. What guarantee me after move to new properties? Let's say after 3 months or 6 months, suddenly say, okay, look, you don't have right anymore.
What was it like when you were looking on daft.ie, trying to find somewhere?
That's what I say. I only got automatic reply. That's it. Nothing after that. And whatever the price up there is definitely more than what I'm paying now. You have to have balance between your wages and the money you pay for rent. You know, you have to have balance. If not, you You don't want to be working just to pay your rent.
And actually, we didn't find something. If you go for a draft or something and you apply, just you get automatic reply and that's it. Not anyone say, ah, come to see the house or see the flat or something. And from this time, we are very worried about that. 10 years I live in this country, I pay my rent, but now I have to go for homeless because no one look about us.
Now, Abdullah and Mohammed are challenging their evictions through the Residential Tenancies Board, who must decide whether they are tenants or, as the property owners claim, hotel guests. Now, planning records describe the Tramco building as a hotel, but Abdullah, who of course has been there for 14 years, says this hasn't been the case as long as he's lived there. Now, the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive last week told the Dublin Inquirer how it recently contracted to the building for homeless accommodation, saying it done so, believing it as a vacant hotel. However, Dublin City Council, on behalf of the DRHE, has told me today how it has informed the operator it doesn't intend to use any accommodation that will displace existing tenants. But Abdullah Mohammed, they want political leadership on housing issues.
I wake up every day like 3 or 4 o'clock. I sleep like 12 and I wake up. I couldn't sleep because I'm worried. All the night I'm not sleeping very well. Even you can see my eyes like red. Because I'm not sleep well, because worry about that, thinking a lot, because I'm now homeless, I'm in the street. We're living in a house now, or in a flat now, but I'm thinking I'm in the street.
I'm worried for months. The minute I received the letter, I'm worried already. And right now, for every single year, I go for my Christmas and New Year break, and I see part of Europe's, but not this year. This year, my Christmas and New Year is cancelled. So, sad New Year for me and Christmas.
And as well, I want to go for Christmas and with my family, but till now, I didn't book my ticket because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with us. And I tell you, no one from politician helping us.
What is the message to the politicians?
It's up to the government to find a solution. That's what the government are. Find a solution for whatever issue, whatever problem. They have to find a solution. That's why we vote for better policy.
I'm working in construction and we build a lot of sites around Ireland here. They should do something like this. Find big space. They make like big apartment, like 1,000, 2,000, whatever. I think it's not hard for a government to do that. Build and put people inside. You fix the problem now.
It's a long story, but it's not good enough to make it short. We're not sure what the outcome, whether we're staying or we have to go. So it's all still unsure. That's the thing, unsure. So you can't have peace of mind.
What's the property owner saying this evening, Barry?
It insists nobody in the Tramco building will be made homeless and says it's perfectly happy with the notices to vacate it issued in August, claiming all those living in the building signed up to be guests at an apart hotel. It says it has and will continue to work tirelessly to find alternative accommodation for those currently residing at the property. But representatives of the Community Action Tenants Union, who worked with Abdullah Mohammed, they say this case highlights the need for a resumption of the government's eviction ban for more public housing and public lands, and more to be done to increase rental supply and improve standards of rental accommodation. Lots to chew over for the candidates after 5 o'clock, and indeed for the parties in the weeks ahead.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much.